It seems almost every other day there's word of workers being let go somewhere in the state. But Morna Foy, spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Technical College System, says many such dislocated workers are now trying to beef up their skills so they can get back on a payroll. Foy says this is increasing enrollment rates at many of the system's 16 technical colleges.
We expect up to 6 of our colleges are going to see double-digit percent increases next fall, maybe more. Even a school like Madison Area Technical College, it's in an area that we kind of think of as sort of insulated from economic trends right now, has seen their enrollments go up about 6%, which is almost double what they were originally anticipating.
Foy says the schools are doing what they can to handle the surge, including leasing space and hiring temporary faculty. Eric Larson is president of Black Hawk Technical College, near the recently closed General Motors plant in Janesville. Larson says Black Hawk has seen a 22% increase in full-time enrollment from last year. Many new students are from local suppliers affected by the plant's closing. And he says there are 1,200 ex-workers from the GM assembly line who've yet to enroll.
Now, I don't expect to get all of them. Some will retire, some will move on to other professions, and some just won't take advantage of us. But typically, we should get upwards to 30 to 40% of those, so another 300, 400, 500 students that possibly may be coming our way summer and fall.
Larson says they've hired in 8 temporary faculty, added more seats to classrooms, and doubled the size of their welding lab. He says the spike in enrollment could go on for up to 2 more years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.